Markus, Centro Universitario Sportivo. Das Rollstuhlteam von der Universität in Padua. Es ist bekannt, dass Sport gut für Freundschaft und jede Art sozialer Beziehungen ist und gegen Stress hilft. Anna trifft ein Sportteam körperlich beeinträchtigter Menschen und unterhält sich mit ihnen. In ihren ersten Jahren an der Universität hat sie mit Chiara in einer WG gewohnt. Chiara ist eine gute Freundin geworden und Anna liebte es, mit ihr zusammen zu wohnen. Im Jahre 2013 hatte Chiara einen Autounfall und wurde querschnittsgelähmt. Trotz ihrer Behinderung betätigt sich Chiara sportlich und trainiert regelmäßig in einem Rollstuhlteam an der Universität. 2 Jahre lang hat Anna dieses Team unterstützt und ihre Freundin bei den sportlichen Aktivitäten begleitet. Dabei hat sie Chiaras Teamkollegen David kennengelernt. Er studiert Medizin, 8 Jahre lang hat er Basketball gespielt. Chiara wiederum studiert Politikwissenschaften. Sie ist die Kapitänin von diesem Team und auch Kapitänin des nationalen Rollstuhlteams. Chiara ist die erste behinderte Frau in Italien, die eine Fluglizenz erhielt. Die Zeitungen haben darüber berichtet. Das Rollstuhlteam, auch KUS-Team genannt, ist im Jahre 2006 entstanden. David und seine Freunde wollten ein neues Universitätsteam. Mithilfe der Universität und des Behindertenverbandes haben sie an einer nationalen Meisterschaft teilgenommen. Heute hat das neue Team 14 Mitglieder. David hat Anna erzählt, dass die Vorteile des Sportes für Menschen mit Behinderung immens sind. Sport ist gut für das Wohlbefinden, Sozialisierung, Selbstständigkeit und gibt einem neue Motivation. An Paduas Universität werden Behinderte respektvoll behandelt. Das Leben als Behinderter ist in Padua dennoch schwierig, weil die Stadt keine Behindertensteige oder Aufzüge für körperlich beeinträchtigte Menschen hat. Das KUS-Team hat sich verpflichtet, Sport an Schulen zu fördern und neue Sponsoren zu finden. Der Sport gibt Chiara Kraft, alltägliche Probleme besser zu bewältigen und ihre Ängste zu überwinden. Anna und Chiara sind der Meinung, dass sich die Mentalität der Menschen mit Behinderung fundamental ändern muss. Sie sollten in der Gesellschaft besser integriert sein.
Wer gehört zum Rollstuhlteam dazu? Es sind Brotto Davide, Coltri Chiara, Maior Lorenzo, Ballardini Roberto, Moratelli Cevillo, Garbinato Nicola, Strenghetto Riccardo, Macacaro Paolo, Dainese Andrea, Baldo Riccardo, Zilocchi Michele, Ezeantim Vixen, Diomero Luca, Castelli Gioelle.
Allora, penso che lo sport ti aiuti tanto, soprattutto perché ti aiuta a affrontare anche meglio la vita al di fuori della palestra, sia fisicamente che a livello di socializzazione, insomma, con gli altri. Perché, vabbè, fisicamente perché ti rinforza e ti aiuta anche, tipo, non lo so, all'inizio, prima di far basket, avevo paura a fare una salitina che era normale, invece adesso, insomma, sapendo che ho un po' più di muscoli, riesco a affrontare anche tante paure che prima avevo, anche se, insomma, anche se non dovevo, me le facevo io, ecco.
Hi, I met Chiara, one protagonist of this story, at the beginning of my university. In Padua, we attended the same course and I always looked at her like a crazy because I couldn't believe how a person that has an horrible accident and a bad luck can live so good and still smile to the life. I started to speak with her and in one year we became really friends and we decided to live together in a shared flat. And I think it was fundamental for my personal growth and maturity. Normal people like us often take for granted too much things. We don't think if something falls down, if the door is too small, if the bed is so high. But when I lived with Chiara, I started noticing a lot of things and I look at life a little bit different optical. I was careful how to put things in the fridge, I avoided to put things on the ground, I noticed the architectural barriers that I have not seen before, and I started to understand how can be difficult the life for disabled people. But I was shocked because I never saw these people cry, surrendering, curse at life. Every day they face the life with unimaginable force. With this force, Chiara becomes the captain of the national basket team and the first disabled woman to fly ultralights. I learned it so much and I want to show you this fantastic story, the KUS team of wheelchair basket. The idea was born in 2006. Some disabled students, like Davide of the University of Padua, started to think, we can make a local team of wheelchair basket, why not? Actually, the team play basket on wheelchair. There are 14 athletes and the rules are the same of normal basket, and currently they place in the Italian championship. And with this idea, they started with the help of the university body to create this team, and they try to involve all the students with disability. How sport can be a benefit for all young people, especially for them? Davide, the captain of the CUS team, explained to me that sport improves the socialization ability, independence, motivation to go out, not close itself, and achievement of the other goals in the real life. And if this is good for a normal people, it's much important for disabled. Disabled people are usually too protected. Family and society consider them too weak to face the reality. But with the team help, disabled people are involved to do better and also out of the gym. CUS team is helped and supported by University and Padua. Both are disabled orientated. University helps so much the student, offer place, money, and with the disability office, one of the best in Europe, offer support for all disabled people, finance the project like this team but also other. Obvious, Padua and the university are really old and historical, and for this still present of architectural barrier. But Padua has been designated for cyclists, and this indirectly help all the other vehicles with the wheels. Project like CUS team changes completely the life for disabled, and it's nice to see the engagement of these athletes. Chiara and Davide are grateful because in their misfortune they discover something beautiful that makes them enjoy this life. For the future, it's fundamental a change of mentality, but also they hope that the team can teach to young people and it can be replicated in universities all over the world. Ciao, Anna!
Allora, nel 2006 ci siamo conosciuti io ed altri due ragazzi, Marco e Paolo, in Nazionale Under 23, e abbiamo sentito l'esigenza di avere una squadra vicino per poterci allenare e coniugare gli impegni universitari. Quindi ci siamo attivati per inventare e dar vita a questa cosa e abbiamo trovato la collaborazione dell'Ufficio Disabilità e del CUS, che ci hanno messo a disposizione dei denari per acquistare le prime carrozzine da pallacanestro e gli spazi e i palloni per poter esercitare insomma l'attività. E militiamo nel campionato di Serie B nazionale e adesso insomma è 5 anni che la squadra è in vita. Con discrete soddisfazioni attualmente siamo 14 ragazzi, di cui 8 universitari.